In terms of the legend of Sleepy Hollow, plenty of people have been influenced by it before. They've experienced it. What makes your show different?
I do a solo performance blending storytelling and theater, like you might have seen Patrick Stewart do A Christmas Carol or Alec McCowan doing The Gospel of St. Mark. The difference, though, is my version is concise. It brings in it elements that you may not find in Washington Irving, like lively dialogue. I give all the different, the denizens of the story character voices. Using Brooklyn accents, because that's where, they originate with, that the Brooklyn accent originates with the Dutch. So I bring all that to bear when I'm performing this this old chestnut.
Who have you collaborated with on this run of it, and how did they add something special to the performance?
I collaborated with Andreas Badler, my wife, who directed the piece. She's got a lot of experience with movie making, so she helps bring that a kind of a subtlety to all the different gestures and just a sense for bringing the drama out in the story. Also, I worked closely with a composer, Jim Keyes, who created original music for it, and he performs it while I'm telling the story. So it's a touch like a silent film with Jim accompanying on a 19th century pump organ to help create the spell.
How does it feel to be doing this in New York City?
I'm enchanted. It's long been a dream to bring this classic to the city, and my hope is to make it an annual occurrence at another theater, say during the week before Halloween. The shows Jim and I do up in Sleepy Hollow at the Old Dutch Church, the story's setting, all 42 of them sell out every year, and that means selling 120 tickets per show, and proving there's a hunger for the hauntedness and the humor of the legend Sleepy Hollow.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Someone's walking by the theater, and they see the marquee, and they're like, should we see this? And they're kind of on the fence, and you just, magically pop out of the front door. You're going to, get some air before the show, and you can kind of steer these people in the direction that you want. What do you think you say to them, and how do you say it to get them in the theater?
Well, first, I give them my signature way of saying the title of the story. I'd say, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, with that air of eeriness and mystery. And then when they're standing there talking, I'll say, would you like to get thrilled with a mix of horror and humor? Step right into the theater here, and in less than an hour's time, you'll fall under the spell of Sleepy Hollow and meet the real, authentic Headless Horseman.
The characters in this performance are iconic. Which one? I know this is a hard decision for you to make, but if you had to pick one that you think you enjoy telling their story the most, who do you think it would be and why?
Oh, it is hard to pick one, because I love sharing all of their stories. I'm fond of Ichabod Crane, because as Washington Irving said, I can paraphrase, shuffle all waves go with the wind, and you get that sense for him in the story, because he's enchanted by Katrina, but also very impressed with her inheritance. There's also the sense, though, that he actually is very affectionate, perhaps even in love with her. So you have that little mix there in Ichabod. I'm also, right there is my appreciation for Brom Bones, because though he's a burly, rollicking kind of a bully, he's still lovable. And that quality makes him, I think, like a prototypical American. Really, all the characters are kind of American originals based on these Dutch settlers. You know, Katrina's a flirt. She I like to say that actresses from Scarlett Johansson to Scarlett O'Hare, owe a debt of gratitude to Katrina Van Tassel. And of course, there's the iconic galloping headless Hessian,
who
just continues to win people's attention, to mystify and make them want to know more. The figure is just totally compelling almost 200 years after the story's been written.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to touch on that we haven't discussed yet?
I always feel joy and honor when performing this tale, no matter how many times I do it. I love proving to people who may not really know, let alone understand the story, how lively, how dramatic, how engaging it is. And I'm planning to continue to tell this and other stories like A Christmas Carol for years to come.